Introduce yourselves if I can. Talk help radio. Me out. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast where fascinating people meet, the podcast that loves you. I am your host, your groove mistress, spiritual advisor, and cruise director, Madame Perry. But you don't have to call me Madame. You can call me Jan, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I'm just happy to be here and happy that you are with me as well. I have been so fortunate with this podcast and all the people that follow and that listen and subscribe and leave reviews. Thank you so much, especially people that say leave reviews, like it could be a famous person on the show like Dave Koz or, you know, some more Jen Lancaster, someone more well-known, or it could be somebody you've never heard of, maybe a JPL expert or a food historian. But either way, they say it's always interesting people, and I have been very, very fortunate to have the most fascinating people agree to be on the podcast. So you know what? Tonight, most people that have listened to the show at all know that I'm a totally, completely enthralled, unabashed fan of steampunk. It started about 6 years ago when two guys on Facebook that I knew, James Breen and James Spring, kept on trying to get me to come. I didn't know what this stuff was, but it seemed harmless. And but they kept on. I know that they and their wives are very involved in Wild Wild West Con in Tucson. And I finally went, and it just, no turning back. That's the way it is. So I love steampunk, but I've only been to the Wild Wild West Con. I've gone every one since 2016, I believe. So I'm going to go to the first one outside of that in February, between February 12th and 10 and 12th, the Atlanta Steampunk Exposition takes place right in my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. And I am so excited because some of my friends already know are there, and there'll be some new people too. And so I want to, first of all, invite my co-host for tonight. And the first one here, he's over here on a big cushion, and I hope he's comfortable. He is Captain Bill Harris. And Captain, welcome to Madame Perry Salon.
Thank you, Madam. These cushions are more than comfortable.
Well, I am delighted. Well, you've got that big hat, so I didn't want you to be uncomfortable, and which looks gorgeous. It's a very stunning, handsome hat. There is another dear friend of mine, and you two really make this thing, or as I understand, you captain, and she's, I guess, a co-captain almost for this.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a dear friend of mine. If you hear some barking in the back, it's Fiona, the corgi I took to Wild West Con, who was just enchanted with this fabulous woman, Gabby Isabel. Gabby, welcome.
Good evening, Madame, and Fiona, if she can hear me.
Oh, those ears, are you kidding?
Let's just say we were equally enthralled with each other. She's a sweetheart.
That was the first time we were walking by. I have on the leash. I have never before seen Fiona walk past something and then make me back up to take her in to meet somebody. And then, Gabby, very, very, very generously went and got her some special treats the next day. But so tell me, you guys, tell me about Atlanta Steampunk Expo. Is this the how many years has it been taking place? Who created it? Who was the brilliant person that brought steampunk to my hometown?
It's all my
Bill, take it away. Yeah, it's absolutely his fault.
There was another con in Atlanta, NACRACON. It was a nice steampunk convention, but they decided to stop doing it. But we knew that steampunk wasn't dead in Atlanta, and we wanted to continue it on, especially because of all the wonderfully creative people that we love being with. So we said, well, let's do it. Let's throw a convention. So, and here we are.
Sounds almost 2 years
later,
like,
but five shows.
Yeah.
Sounds like my dad's got a barn, my mom can make the costumes, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, how did you two get introduced to the world of steampunk? Because I still find some people who haven't had the pleasure of learning about it until maybe someone else describes it.
Well, I work at Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. And many years ago, I can't even remember, maybe Jason might have a better idea than I. He's not in the bubble yet. But some kids came up with some full steampunk gear. I mean, it just blew everybody away in Atlanta. We were all smitten, of course, immediately. And that was it. It was Danny Ashby and his group that decided to impress everybody with the steampunk. And after that, it was no turning back. I mean, you know, the elegant.
Oh, I know.
You can't stop. I mean, it's wonderful.
That's a true story. Yeah.
And what about you, Gabby?
It was pretty much the same for me. Yeah, no, I started attending Dragon Con around 2008 and stumbled into the then alt history track. It is now the alternate and historical fiction track. But I stumbled upon the alt history track and met steampunk Boba Fett and saw all of the cool, you know, costumes and contraptions, and it was pretty much the same story. I kind of fell in love with the creativity and the inventiveness that everyone had, taking oftentimes to restore objects or even things that they fished out of the garbage and turning it into a really cool statement piece for a costume. I was blown away. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Went to year one of Captain Bill Bill's show, the first Atlanta Steampunk Exposition, which was held in 2017, and got acquainted with the dear captain and ended up he's basically family to me now. So, you know, once that happened, he pulled me aboard and there was no turning back.
Well, I was so about you, doll.
That's how it works, isn't it? Once you're in, it takes over. And
Yes, good people indeed. As you were saying, madame.
I was just saying, I think that I like the fact that it's very inclusive. It's all ages, so it doesn't matter where you're from once you're there.
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely.
The ages that attend are, you know, it's everything from toddlers to, you know, mm-hmm. retirees. And some of the retirees are banging it better than anybody. I mean, they come in with the best costumes. I'm serious. They knock it out of the park, you know.
It's true. It's definitely true. We had a grandfather reach out to us recently to say that he's going to be bringing his granddaughter on a bonding trip to the Atlanta Steampunk Exposition. So therein we already have both ends of the spectrum, from a 5-year-old to a 60-something showing up to play in the world of steampunk, and I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm planning to bring mine too. Yeah. I mean, I don't have grandkids. I've had some assigned grandkids, but from a friend of mine, I told you about Gabby, but so I'll be bringing them and nieces and nephews and let them see
what it is.
Go ahead.
I'm sure our youth academy headmistress will be glad to have them all.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a lot in store for them this year.
Tell us about the Youth Academy headmistress.
Bill, would you like to take this or would you like me to?
No, go ahead, Gabby.
Okay. So we have a wonderful, wonderful volunteer, Elizabeth Corbett, who is Headmistress Corbett of the Atlanta Steampunk Exposition Youth Academy. She handles programming for kids young through teen years, having how-to panels, make and takes for kids, you know, things that are a little bit easier and a little bit safer than what the adults might handle in the big workshops. This year, she and her son are actually going to be running a live-action role play for the kids, since the theme of this year is steampunks in space. She's basically training the cadets of the Youth Academy on basic traveling skills and survival skills as we journey out into space. So the role-playing game is going to begin Friday evening after everyone has arrived and has gotten their badges. And we'll continue up until Sunday with a very secret surprise on Sunday that we cannot disclose. But it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Yes.
And the kids and will so, be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year we had some teenagers who were about to turn 18, and they were just like, if we turn 18, can we no longer attend?
No.
Of course, Headmistress Corbet was like, of course, and perhaps, you know, you can be a junior, junior instructor, and you can kind of help with the younger kids. So we have a lot of kids who do really like what she does. I mean, it's amazing. It's very inventive. Everyone who gets a youth pass this year is going to walk away with a little swag bag of things that they're going to create throughout the weekend. So I just can't wait to see what she does. It's always amazing, and I know that everyone will have a whole lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. I have a nephew who has been very involved in live-action role play for years, so he can't wait to bring his nieces and nephew to see what this is all about. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So.
Now,
and we'll have some stuff for the adults, too.
Yeah.
Really? I know you will.
Oh, we've got a couple game masters who are plodding away.
That's the thing. It could be a family thing, but yet still be fun for everybody in the family, not just if you don't have kids, it's nothing for you to do. This is for everybody.
Oh, no, right.
And it's,
100%.
Well, we have, stuff for kids and stuff for adults. I mean,
now,
we try to mix it up.
Well, let me ask you this. You've got, I saw something very interesting on your website that seems you're going to have a tea salon. And I think, just to explain this a little bit more, do I understand that you have a tea czar?
Absolutely. Only the finest.
Oh,
well.
Indeed. The tea czar.
Well, I know that you
ready to come in and have a seat.
Well, let me see if you could just hang on just a moment. Bill, if you could just reach over, open the little beaded curtain again, and have Jeremiah come in. Wait, here he is.
Come on. Oh,
Jeremiah.
Oh, hi.
Well, hello.
Goodness. I am very tall. Let me duck down a little bit. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A bit tough with the top hat there.
I want everyone to be comfortable.
Oh, yes. No, this is a lovely seat you have for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, dear. You're very welcome. That will be yours every time you visit. So let me ask you this. Tell us about the tea salon.
All right. We've done some teach-alongs in the past that I have not been a part of, so I'm very excited to kind of bring my own brand of excitement and magic, as well as my co-teach captains, who will also be bringing their kind of personality and their expertise, and we're going to really have a lot of just unique experiences throughout the weekend. And we've also got a lot of different kind of unique takes on like what we enjoy when it comes to tea. So we're going to have 18 different teas over the entire weekend. We're going to be serving 6 teas every single day, and each day those will rotate into the new teas. We've got some special ones. We've got some exclusives that are, you know, going to be unveiling at the convention, that are going to be specifically sold at the show by some other vendors that I'm really excited to showcase. And it's going to be a lovely time. It's going to be a nice, relaxing atmosphere where people can kind of come and chat and, you know, mellow out and, you know, just really enjoy the experience that is tea, and as well as experience the company of their fellow steampunks.
And by the way, if you're listening live, or anytime you're listening, if you wanted to go to the website, it's AtlantaSteampunkExpo.com. AtlantaSteampunkExpo.com. And on the page for tea, now, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to hit some highlights here that that would certainly get anybody's attention. First of all, let's see. There is, it's open all weekend. Quiet, low stimuli setting, unlimited tea. Mm-hmm. And there's a mention of an apothecary let me read this. The apothecary includes special programming on food, beverage, and medicinal tinctures and tonics that were popular back at the turn of the century. Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I've got to credit Jeremiah and one of our other tea captains who I'm not sure if he'll be able to join us or not, but Sam Birkenkamp from Teaology Teas up in Michigan, they kind of gave me this brainchild for most shows have a tea room. But a tea salon. And for the younger ones in the audience, we don't mean a hairdresser's. we mean the Victorian salon, because both Jeremiah and Sam are these wonderfully warm, compassionate human beings. I'm going to make him blush.
Here.
I don't care. Because you are just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And Jeremiah posed the question to me once last year about most conventions have late night programming like dances or room parties, but there wasn't really an alternative for someone who doesn't necessarily want to get their adult beverage on and dance, which nothing wrong with that, but for someone who just kind of wants to sip some tea and have a chat with friends. And so that's kind of how the tea salon was created. And I really have to credit Sam for part of that, because that's how he runs his tea rooms at other shows as well. So we are really excited about that low stimuli, kind of easy. If you've been running around the convention all day doing all of the things, this will be a spot where you can come sit, mellow, have something sweet or savory to eat, have a nice cup of tea, meet some new friends, maybe play some games, have a chat. But we are going to be doing some food and beverage and libation general programming in the tea room, of which Jeremiah can say more. And also Jason will be able to say more when he joins us in the bottle, as he does antique soda demonstrations as well. So just kind of wanted to throw a little bit of a shout out there to both of these wonderful human beings.
Hair.
All right. Well, that is fabulous. Now, I've got, some more people are buzzing around the genie bottle here waiting to get in. So I am just going to make this a party, bring just about everybody in one at a time. Bill, if you or Tizar Maya don't mind getting that curtain again, that little beaded curtain. I figured you'd like that effect. Let me see. Just a moment. See if I can open the door. Let's see.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
Oh, yeah, that's not what I asked. Okay. Let me begin. A dear, dear, longtime friend of Madame Perry's, who I think this person can do. They can do everything. In the time that I've known them, well, I'm still fascinated. So please let me bring in my... I love chameleon. Do come in, darling.
This is an incredibly charming bottle. I love it.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Welcome, the chameleon.
Thank you. Ooh.
Pull up a bottle beside me.
I just wanted to invite everyone.
I know. You know what? This is my, if I had a spirit animal, it's Rosalind Russell as Auntie Mame.
Oh.
And that's what I was saying. I even did, if you've ever heard of Ignite, it's sort of it wants to be Ted, but it's Ignite. And I went to, I got a slot at the Ignite event in Asheville in 2012, and my talk was Life Lessons Learned from Auntie Mame. So this is like I said at a certain point, there's no point in a rundown. This becomes like the opening party of Auntie Mame.
Awesome.
Now, to Chameleon, I want to know all about what you're doing.
Oh, sure.
At this event, at the Steampunk Expo?
Well, usually it's myself and my platonic partner in Crimes of Compassion and Shenanigans, Pinky. But this year it's just me. Pinky at some point in time will be back. But Bill wrangled us persuasively to, initially it was to do panels. He's so irresistible, that Captain Bill. So charming.
He is.
Then it became from being on panels to lifestyle track directors. So, we get to discuss the amazing, various timelines that we can create and histories we can create, plus the actual Victorian history and what we can do with it. It's pretty amazing. Everything from fashion to culture to art, literature, shows, nightlife, tea, time. And we'll be having, thanks to two panels back to back with Madame Askew and the Grand Arbiter. They were at 11
o'clock.
I do too. We came up with. Right? So this is brunch time for queer folks. It's 11 o'clock. We should be having brunch.
Yeah.
So we're actually doing brunch for 2 days. Brunch of Crimes, because it's Be Gay and Be Crime. So we're doing Brunch of Crimes both Saturday and Sunday, a serious topic and a lighthearted topic. And I'm not going to reveal them. You have to come to
I like it. I like a good tease from you, Chameleon. Now, in fact, when I saw the video, I think from an event a couple of years ago, and it was you on a panel with Madame Askew, and I knew the Grand Arbiter, but I thought, okay, this is even cooler. I've got friends in different places that I adore that know each other. I don't know, it might sound goofy, but it excited me, okay? All my cool people know each other. So,
I love that, too. That's one of my favorite things on the planet when I find out friends are friends and friends, and it's the new things. Yeah, I love that.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I have been reading about Gabby Isabel, so when I met her in person, I go, oh, my God, you're Gabby Isabel. So, yeah. And that's the thing.
And I was like, oh, my God, you're Madame Perry.
And it's like, it's like I don't want to ever get to where I lose this feeling of joy that you can get from people. You know, get that kind of kid-like excitement of somebody, being around certain people and meeting them. Okay, I'm going to start bringing some people in because they're floating around outside, and I want to bring them all in for the party. And Well, thank you, sweetheart, because what I'm going to do while you're getting the door, you're going to have to be prepared to hold it just a wee bit because it's going to here we go. Just handle it. Thank you. All right, coming first in here. Oh my gosh, is that Jason Merrill? I haven't met you in person yet.
Such a dapper fella.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I thought I dressed for the occasion, but apparently I did not. Welcome.
Okay.
Get comfortable.
You have to
understand. First time here.
A waistcoat is pajama chic for Jason. So.
Welcome, Jason. And you're the programming director.
Yes, indeed. Trying to wrangle everybody into 3 days where it could end up being 2 weeks if we let everybody do what they wanted to do.
lots of programming, yes.
Well, we can dream, can't we?
Yeah.
So let's see. And right behind you. Oh, I know this fellow. He's been in here before. He has his own seat. He is so charming. John Sprockett, welcome back.
Hey, hello. It's fantastic to be back. Thank you.
It is a thrill to have you back in here. My gosh, the last time you were on, we laughed so much, and I swear that show still gets downloaded. That episode is still downloaded.
That's awesome.
In fact, I think that was right around when the pandemic began, and you had that song about washing your hands.
Oh, yeah. The 20-second song.
That's funny. Okay. Well, John, I'm delighted to have you back. And if you'll if you get a little further in, because there are two more people that came together right behind you. And here we go. This party hadn't started. It is now. My beloved friends, whom I totally adore, Madame Askew and the Grand Arbiter.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh
my
goodness. Please get comfortable.
We came with the same hat on.
I love me too. Yeah, no, so good.
Matching is the way. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, but watch out for my bustle. It might knock over the bottle.
Very
oh,
large.
Yes.
Yes.
Just more of you to love.
Thank you.
Honey,
thank you.
Extra large chairs out.
Rocket.
Madame,
shuffle in.
Madame Askew, your bustle has an enchantment of its own.
It's sort of like a TARDIS bustle. I sometimes smuggle in an entire tea room inside my dress just to be prepared.
I might as well. It's getting point where I might as well just sit back, mute my microphone, and then just let you guys entertain me, because I am so glad. Grand Arbiter. Oh, and you know what, Gabby? Grand Arbiter also met your friend Fiona, and so did Madame Askew at Wild West Con last year. And what was the key was that when she was trying to jump up on a chair, tried to jump up, and she has to gauge it, and Grand Arbiter goes, you know, you could see in her mind, she's working this out like an architect or like somebody, like a jet propulsion lab.
She's definitely got the mind of a strategist. I feel that she's really up there with Napoleon in the strategic mindset. I appreciate that effort on her part.
Also not the same height.
Absolutely.
Well,
more of the elegance of Cleopatra, perhaps.
Well, I know Madame Askew and myself are very excited about the Atlanta Steampunk Expo that we will be journeying to in the coming number of days that we will not say out loud, as Madame Askew does have sewing projects, and we are kind to her and do not give her an exact timeline as to ensure that her head does not explode.
No. Thank you. I need my head to sew.
That's awful.
Don't be exploding anyone's head.
I do think we may have submitted too much content this year, though, because we submitted so much content that they're definitely going to cut a lot of our content to ensure that we don't die. I think we submitted 3 conventions worth of content.
About that.
Instead of the standard one. And so they'll definitely be doing that. I'm really excited. What we're really excited about, we've talked about a little bit, is joining the Chameleon for Brunch of Crimes. We're very excited about being criminals.
Yes.
The
lover in criminals.
Madame Askew is a criminal with the needle. She can really like steal away with some of the fabric. She just folds it into impossible shapes.
What I think of Madame Askew, she has so many talents, but I think of Madame Askew as a flame-haired goddess.
Absolutely.
She's the goddess of needles and blood. That's for sure.
But I do always think when she has cheeky strumpet, I think the cheeky strumpet is a flame-haired goddess. Is what she is.
Thank you. You're very kind. I am excited to be with all of you at Atlanta Steampunk Expo, and I'm really excited that Mr. Sprocket is going to be there. What a treat! What a delight! Maybe I'll get to flirt with you from the audience and make eyes at you as you're, you know, serenading all of us. Oh, so good.
I hope that you do. I want this to happen. I want this flirting to go down.
I mean, I'm always game.
Madame,
you don't want to flirt.
And Gabby. When John Sprocket is performing, and for those of you, if you don't know, if you're new to steampunk, John Sprocket also has a band called The Cog Is Dead, and people hounded me from the show from the beginning. You got to get The Cog Is Dead. You got to get The Cog Is Dead. And I go, okay, what? They go,
absolutely.
But you probably can't get The Cog Is Dead. You probably can't get them. And I go, okay, but you should get, but you can't get them. What the heck? So, but I got John Sprocket. And what I want to know, ladies.
We could not be more thrilled. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. For my friends here, Gabby, the Chameleon, and Madame Askew, when we watch, when John Sprocket performs, has there ever been a flinging of pantaloons on the stage?
I don't believe
that's an
happened.
Assumption that I don't know.
I was going to bring a scarf and have it wrapped around the mic, and then halfway through the show, I was going to wipe my sweat and toss it out, saying, "There you go, baby." That's never happened.
That's perfect.
You can, my goodness. You want that basking for? You want that basking for? Sprocket.
Madame Terry.
You are asking to be illegally cloned. That is what you're doing. You are just like, please, have my genetic material. Make clones. Do copyright infringement of my whole physical form. I'm down. We'll be glad for you when illegal clones replace you doppelganger style. That's I'm doppel shaming you, that's for sure. I'm doppel shaming you.
Okay.
Oh my.
Well,
listen, none of that here.
Who's closest to the door? John, you're not blushing, are you?
Oh, I think the Grand Arbiter is closer to the door than I
am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought. Grand Arbiter.
Yes.
Wonderful creature. Could you reach over and open the door, just part of the little beaded curtains like the ones you, and bring in my next guest who's joining the party.
Oh, of course.
Welcome.
Let me just stretch my arm out and extend it to its full, ridiculous, bird-like length like an albatross and pull these beads. Oh, they're very heavy. My delicate brain can't support them. It's fine. I've got it open. You please enter. Oh, please enter. Soon. My arm is very, very weak. It can't hold this for very long.
Please, please. Oh, these are people. These are my friends who write the beautiful songs. Please come in, introduce yourselves. It's getting crowded and dark in here. I think somebody's got a hookah. Valentine Wolf.
Well, I see the salon remembers us because a dark corner has just appeared with some nice candlelight and a nice little suitably gothic corner for us to ensconce ourselves in. So we'll go hide in the back corner, which is what we do.
Hello, so glad to be here.
We are delighted to have you here. I'm so sorry you had to fly around.
I'm sorry?
Okay, me?
I think you both.
I said, I'm sorry you had to fly around outside the TV bottle so long.
Oh,
okay.
We're
still with us?
We're happy to be here.
No?
We can hear you now, okay. Darling. Oh, the bottle
right.
Has gotten so crowded that almost Madame Perry herself is being squeezed out.
Hey, I'm just going to lay back here, drink tea, and be entertained.
I think you need a floating palanquin so you can just sort of float above the rest of us and look absolutely fabulous.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Yeah, so you got your, Braxton, did you get the audio okay? I mean, just because you do music about Poe and Emily doesn't mean you have to use the old candlestick phone or whatever.
Well, I'm still wondering if we do have the audio or not. I'm hoping you guys can hear me.
We can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Well then,
yes.
Then there we are. The technological gods are kind this week. So hi.
I'm so excited for you to come to the Atlanta Steampunk Expo, and I'm going to get to see you again.
Mm. We are big
Adventures
fans of Valentine Wolf.
Yeah.
Valentine Wolf are basically part of our fabric at this point. They have graced us with their presence every year so far for the Steampunk Expo, and we could not imagine doing it without them.
And that kind of means so much to us, and we're thrilled to be here, and we're thrilled that y'all keep having us back. And I think one of the reasons we love this convention so much is I think y'all were the first ones who were insane enough when I said, well, hey, we can play a show, but, like, check it out. What if I live scored some silent films? And that's kind of become a regular thing that we do at ASE, and we've got something, I think, pretty cool this year. I'm not going to be doing all of Metropolis because my arm would fall off. But we're going to be doing I've got a few nice science fiction space movies from the 1910s and 20s, and Fritz Lang will be making an appearance. We will do some scenes from Metropolis, but not all 3 hours. That's a little too much.
Oh, but very exciting. I love Metropolis.
We're
so
pretty
fun.
Stoked. I think it's going to be crazy. There's a few that, you know, the ones that I think are in our wheelhouse feel very, very comfortable. Of course, the two major ones are Nosferatu and Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. And I think at other years at Atlanta Steampunk Expo, we've done like little short film festivals. That started, we found 3 Edgar Allan Poe short films that we did a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we did a lot of the films of Georges Méliès, who I was exposed to that through the amazing movie Hugo. Then I read the book. And I think bringing a kind of entertainment that, you know, is the way people used to experience film and don't get to anymore, and then putting our twist on it, that's pretty steampunk, I think. So I'm pretty excited for Friday night. And then on Saturday, I'm gonna remember how to play some Distortion. We are going to play some of our Valentine Wolf style gothic heavy metal for you, because that's what we do.
Yeah, we're really excited, not only to welcome back Valentine Wolf, but to have John Sprockett with us with some of our favorite The Cog is Dead songs, as well as some of the solo songs. It's all going to be part of our Saturday night events, which I will let the Chameleon talk a little bit more about, because that's kind of their domain. But yeah, we're thrilled to have both performances happening at our show this year.
What I will say about Saturday night is that it is going to be building into something much more grand, like the Grand Arbiter. Grand. So grand. Yeah. So, Saturday night, we are fortunate enough to have John Froggett and Valentine Wolf as a part of our Fashion to Know and Review. And that is going to be super amazing. We're calling on the vendors and attendees to be a part of the fashion show. We'll open it up with little Valentine Wolf, who is going to sort of play the beautiful score behind our models. If you've noticed with a lot of the fashion shows lately, they are bringing in performances, actors, singers, other sorts of artists, and to sort of round out and create more of not just a fashion show, but a fashion atmosphere, bringing it into being a part of, you know, our lifestyle and a part of what we do and who we are. And Madame Askew and the Grand Arbiter will be there voicing
yes.
the beautiful fashionista. Oh, no, it's not fashionista doors. It's fashionista knots, because we're in space. Fashionista
yes.
knots.
It's very important that we're in space, because only in space can they hear you sashay.
That's correct.
We're really excited to host. I think this is our second fashion show we've been able to host, but we love celebrating costumes and decoration, and Madame Askew knows more about costuming in her pinky than I do in my entire body, so I will be definitely looking to her for guidance, as always. But Madame Askew, I think
between
there's something
the two
else.
Of us. Oh, sorry, please go ahead, Grand Arbiter.
It's okay. Continue your statement, and then I'll move forward. It's fine.
I was merely going to toss back a compliment and say, between the two of us, we shall endeavor somehow to be thoughtful, charming, and edifying during the fashion show. We love doing this. I'm so excited to be working with the Chameleon and ASA to bring an absolutely stunning evening of fashion and creativity to the convention.
Well, that's not the only thing we'll be hosting. What I'm really excited about, and which I know you're really excited about, is Blended Teapot Racing. in the audience. So
I'm excited.
It's RC cars decorated with teapots going through obstacle courses. You should definitely look up the information on the Atlanta Steampunk Expo website so that you can start building your own racer to submit, because we are looking to get those racers onto the Field of Tea adventure.
Mm-hmm. It's correct. And you will walk away with clout and honor and maybe prizes. Who knows? Who knows? It's anything possible.
That's true. Oh, you know, I was thinking that I could just drive in every day from where I live, and now I'm thinking I need to get a room so that I don't miss anything.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
How will you want to
get in before the second?
Before the second? Okay. So,
rooms are still on sale, but our special discount code will expire on the second. So definitely book your rooms now.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that tip. And thank everybody out there. And remember, AtlantaSteampunkExpo.com is where you want to go. And I was remiss. I think I am just so fascinated by having my own anti-MAME style steampunk party. I introduced Valentine Wolf, and without saying, this is Sarah and Braxton, who make up Valentine Wolf, who are excellent musicians, and I'm so excited to see them again. I haven't seen you since Red Light Cafe a couple of years ago, I think, or last year.
I think that was definitely the last time we saw each other.
That was really fun.
That was a fun show, and it was fun to see you and get to hang out some, and it's okay. I think lots of people think Sarah's name is Valentine Wolf, and a lot of people think she's the Valentine and I'm the Wolf. I think people are a little...
I love that.
Some people are kind of surprised to find out, no, we actually have names. But no worries. It's been ages since we've been back in your beautiful salon, Madam Perry. So it's been far too long. So thank you for having
me. Well, thank you. I was about to purchase something last week as a gift for a friend off of your website, and it was a big package set. And then as soon as I went to buy it, it was sold out. So I'm thinking, yes, you're right. Anything I need that has to do with anybody here, I've got to get it right away. You can't put it off. But do you remember how we met? Valentine Wolf?
I have to confess, right now I do not.
I had almost forgotten.
Honestly, you're something we've known so long. I can't remember a time we didn't know you, but how did we meet?
Well, you know, my company, Lone Wolf Communications, I'm a publicist, an entertainment publicist, and I had a client whose books were going into about Edgar Allan Poe and so forth. Or his detective was trying to solve something for Edgar Allan Poe in this story. And I said, you know, with the era and the things in your stories, with your characters and your books, do you know anything about steampunk? These are some people you might want to be introducing this to and getting to know. And so he went and looked it up and said, this is fantastic. You know, how can we make more of it? You know, how can we get some music? And so I started, you remember that? So I started looking. Okay, where can I find some, you know, music? And then I found you guys, and I sent you a message. You didn't know who this crazy woman was, but you very kindly called me and created the music, and I appreciated it. And so I'm going to get to hear you guys again. I'm going to get to hear John Sprocket. John? Sprocket.
Yes. Hello.
What is the weird song?
Weird is a song all about when I was growing up, I was made fun of quite a bit for being a weird kid. I have ADHD, and as a kid, I could not focus on anything, and I was very hyper. And the song is basically about growing up as this kind of weird kid that was made fun of for being weird and pursuing music and art and all the things that interested me that as a young kid made me seem weird to my classmates, but as I grew up and started expressing myself through music and film and art, and people kind of took notice of that, I sort of shifted from being weird to kind of like, oh, this is the cool, talented kid, and being admired, and then finding the steampunk community, which is really where my weirdness was, I guess, fully embraced, because I finally found people who are just as weird as me. So that's really the essence of the song. It's the most autobiographical song I've ever written. It's actually based on my life.
Ah, fascinating. Well, tell me more. You guys have been so generous. I don't know if Madam Askew has to leave soon, but you've all been so
Madam Askew is off to she has to sew a tea cozy for an audience on display.
That's true. I teach every Tuesday night. I teach sewing virtually, and so the class is calling to me. Come, stitch away. But I've had such a lovely time being with all of you, and I'm so excited to be at Atlanta Steampunk Expo and to give fist bumps or elbow bumps or hugs or whatever people are comfortable with, and to share many cups of tea in the tea salon with Captain Sam and the dear tea czar and the entire tea drinking community. I know it's going to be an absolutely splendid time. And Mr. Sprocket, I shall not throw my knickers at you, but I'll probably wink at you from the audience. So I hope you're prepared for that level of indecorous scandal that I'm going to be bringing to your audience.
I will gladly welcome it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Askew.
I'm looking forward to seeing you all again. It's been a while.
It has been far too long. It's been ages and ages since I've been at the same temporal moment and space as you, Mr. Sprocket. So I'm very excited that we'll be at the same convention again. It's so lovely.
And I'm excited about all of you being there. And Madam Askew, I know you have to go, and I know you're incredibly busy. You've seen Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And actually, Anthony Sharp, who plays Cecil, has been here on the show. A couple times. I think you might be sitting on the cushion that Anthony sat on. But anyway.
Sorry,
I know. I'm getting excited too. And you're the one sitting on it. But I think sometimes I think that like Franny Fisher, I feel like you need the butler, like butler she has, and the companion, Dot, to make your life easier because your schedule is so busy.
It's true. I could use the entire battalion of butlers.
She has several, but there's just one learns that one can never have enough butlers is the lesson.
It's true. One needs many butlers in this life. Madam Perry, I recommend an entire regiment or at least a platoon of butlers. Really the only way to travel, bring a little, you know, squadron of butlers with you to manage your affairs and to deliver tea. I must say adieu to everyone. Madam Perry, thank you so much.
Adieu, my beautiful friend. Adieu, trumpet.
Unfortunately, I will have to depart as well. But I want to leave you on the note that we have every faith that Atlanta Steampunk Expo will shoot to the stars without any complications of any kind and will be perfect in every conceivable way. So if you don't have your tickets already and you have not scheduled your hotel room, you need to do so immediately with great verb and haste. We will see you there. And Gabby, I will see you there personally, and I will give you such a squeeze, just a little squeeze.
It started threatening, and then it ended so nice.
I mean, there's no threat, only promises.
I was just like, I will see you personally. I'm like, oh, my. I haven't vexed the judges, have I?
I don't make threats. I only make promises. I will see you later. Take care of yourselves, and don't die. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
I love you, Grand Arbiter. Okay.
Yes.
Goodbye, dear.
Since it didn't come up earlier, Madame Askew and the Grand Arbiter are our guests of honor this year. They are our official tea ambassadors.
So they had mentioned that they are going to be running some of the tea-themed events this year, but we love them. They came to the Atlanta area for our show for the first time last year, and we're just tickled pink that they're able to come back again this year. They're always just so much fun, even when they are threatening me.
I'm kidding. Well, see, that makes me want to hug somebody. Chameleon, can I hug you?
Absolutely.
Give Bill a squint. She could always use some love.
Chameleon, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
I've been looking at this picture. I've been looking at this picture, y'all. The Dietrich photo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From Dim Horizon, Bush Theater.
Can you give me just a touch of Dietrich singing? Shall I make a request?
Okay. All right.
What do you have? Lily Marlene, not laziest gal in town.
So we will we'll go auf Englisch this evening. since I have not practiced Lily Marlene in a while. So
but just a couple of bars.
Yeah. No, we can't do Lily Marlene. Hang on, I've got it. Not in my voice, but in hers. Du liebst mir im Herzen, du mir im Sinn, du magst mir im Herzen, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin.
Yeah!
Woo! Bravo!
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy to do Dietrich at any time if I'm well rehearsed.
I'm so sorry. I know. Well, back in the late 90s and early aughts, I worked as a professional impersonator of Monroe and Madonna. So yeah, yes. I know. It's like. Mm-hmm. No, it takes me not only time for the makeup, but just to get into the whole voice and everything. Maybe I could squeeze a little tune out of John Sprocket. We're giving you too much of a hard time tonight. We're talking about Madame Askew was going to wink and flirt, and we talked about pantaloons. I hope we haven't run you off.
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm just sitting here listening.
Will you sing a line or two for us? Because we need some, you know, it's a party. We need a little music.
Sure. Since you mentioned weird, I'll sing a little bit of the first part of that.
Okay.
Way back when I was just a child, my days were filled with loneliness. I'd sit and make my silly music. And no, I wasn't very social, but why would I want to be when all I ever got from kids at school was ridicule? I don't care what they think, I love the things I do. No, I don't fit their mold, I went and broke that thing in two. And maybe I've become exactly what they feared. Wonderfully, wildly, whimsically, wondrously, what? It's great to be weird.
Oh, really? Wow, this is fantastic.
I'm excited. This is the first time I'll be back in Atlanta in almost 7 years, which is kind of hard to pass up, John.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We cannot wait.
People love you. And let's see, Jason Merrill. Jason's still here? I don't see him.
I am.
Jason.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you. Oh, you must have been sipping some tea.
Those curtains at the back.
Okay. That's fine. Everything is fine here. Whatever you want to do, just be happy. I'm a groove and let groove kind of madam. So tell me, I am going to start getting my husband in some steampunk gear. I think he's ready to join me at some events. But
great.
He's very particular about how he dresses. So will you be able to guide him? I know that you're a purveyor of vintage gentleman's accessories. And
of course. Certainly.
You run Blackbird Finery.
Yes, indeed. Since 2013 now. So all manner of antique and vintage cufflinks and pocket watches and watch chains and every little extra bit and bob that a well-dressed gentleman requires.
Okay. And you will have them there at the Atlanta Steampunk Expo?
Yes. Yes, indeed. I have a lovely assistant who will be manning the booth while I am running around making sure things run smoothly.
Now, I read that you are the host of the Gothic Heroine Book Club?
Yes. Yes, that's something we've done. We started doing it at ASE of 2019, and we get a bunch of lady readers in nightgowns and by candlelight. They read from classics of Gothic literature, like The Castle of Otranto, and bits from Frankenstein, The Phantom Fortune, all kinds of great period sensations. We're actually taking a break here because the Chameleon is going to be doing something along those lines.
Ooh.
And I didn't want her competing with me and vice versa. I wanted to give her center stage for that sort of thing, and I'll let her describe that.
Oh, well, we're going to do our best to have it. It was going to be in conjunction with the bigger thing that we were doing. However, it's a bit more naughty, I'll just say. It's a bit more naughty.
Well, I'm interested.
The publication is called The Pearl. No.
Pardon, I can't hear you very well. I think you're thinking not to moving away from a microphone.
Have you heard of a publication called The Pearl? It's... You know, when they say the naughty 90s, and it's not about the 1990s.
Yeah.
An erotic publication during that time of limerick poems and prose. It's all collected in a little book. Now just called The Plural. Mm-hmm. Might possibly be having something similar to 19th Lad and Gentleman 19th Lad. What is that? I forget. Are gentlemen wearing nightshirts? I don't know. Nightshirty and reading naughtiness and bits. And yes.
Okay. I see. I'm checking this out now. I'm checking this out with the information over the ether of the erotic tales, sex devoted to sex in high society.
Mm-hmm. Very, very naughty. I didn't read about it when I was in studying in Victoriana. I was actually gifted a copy of the book during my Ren Faire days.
Oh, okay.
Which makes really no sense. I would give it a Korean in my Ren Faire days, but you know, literature.
Well, I can only see stories from the Pearl as I'm reading about it. I can picture inspiration for more songs by Valentine Wolf. And I think we all know what that means. They'll be darkly delicious. One thing, too, I want to ask T-Zar Maya.
Yes.
All right. I didn't want to wake you up if you were comfortable. I think I saw a video of you with Calamity Dawn. And, yeah, and she was making some mm-hmm. lovely mocktails. Will any of those be in the tea salon?
We will have some drinks that are not mocktails per se, but are definitely elevations of just proper tea. And we will for our VIPs have specifically we will have some mocktail-esque things as well. But for the more general public who wants to join us for some special tea shenanigans, we're going to have a build your own boba, which will be very exciting. Yes, and we might have a special tea mocktail or similar at our Valentine's Day tea that we will be doing, because it's just around the corner from the actual event, so why not celebrate ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. We like that.
That's right.
Well, listen, you know, I am so grateful that you've all given so much time, and thanks to everyone for being so kind and patient about the problems I had last week. I could not have asked people to be more gracious. And you've been so generous with your time tonight. I know it's difficult with the big party. I don't want anyone to feel like they're left out, because you are all such adorable, fascinating people. And I'm just so grateful to know you, and grateful that you all took time in what I'm sure are already very, very busy days and nights to come and join us here on Madame Perry Salon to talk about the Atlanta Steampunk Expo. Captain Bill, thank you. Captain, am I doing a live show from there?
Yes.
I'll be doing a live broadcast?
Yes.
He might have been called back to the control panel, but he should still be on the line. You know, Captain's duties are never done. Or
yes,
perhaps he's
true.
Muted.
I'm sure. And, yes, and I think I'm doing some kind of presentation panel about women in space and women in the 19th century who studied astrology, and also something to do with how steampunk designs are actually influencing a lot of things being done by NASA JPL specialists now. My husband's worked in the satellite communications business for decades, and I also have a client I do social media for that's in that field. And so it gave me a chance to, he was one that suggested, you might want to look into how some of those designs are being used now or influencing modern stuff from the steampunk age. So that was fun. All right. So everybody, I know you've got other things to do. You're busy people. You're fascinating people. Again, thank you for being so generous. And for people listening, the Atlanta Steampunk Expo, February 10th through the 12th, 2023. This year's theme is?
Steampunk in space.
Say it, steampunks in space. I'm just so excited. The last time I saw the Chameleon do a burlesque, I think the song was Gravediggers from Outer Space. Was that what it was?
Yes, that's by my friend Jimmy Psycho and Psycho Charger, where my shoe broke less than probably 15 seconds into the song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the whole platform came off the front end, and there was no way to take the shoes off. And actually, I just pulled up those pictures recently from that performance to show a friend who
whose strap broke in the middle of her act during my show for Edgar Allan Poe's birthday called Possessed. Everything
well,
old is new again.
Has the mission been completed? You know that I have the greatest enthusiasm for it.
I do too. I have the greatest enthusiasm.
I love the sound effects.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so childlike in my love of sound effects. So thank you all. Do you each wanted to say something to listeners before we end this soiree in space?
Sure. Bill, have you figured out your communication pad? Are you with us?
Bill.
Oh.
Bill.
Can you hear me? We've lost our copy. Can you hear me?
Apparently the pod bay doors are closed and he can't do that, Hal.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
He made it.
I'm sorry, my Communo helmet wasn't properly operating. I had to adjust the forecastle on the ship. But it's all good now. We should be arriving on time in Atlanta for the Atlanta Steampunk Exposition to begin the Queen's journey through space. I hope you all will join us. Please buy tickets. We'll have lovely vendors, lovely entertainment, and we promise you a good time. So this is Captain Bill signing off.
Thank you, Captain Bill. Okay, and starting from, if everybody could just give a little shout out, say what just say we'll see you at Atlanta Expo and who you are, and have fun. Starting with Sarah and Braxton.
Well, thank you so much for having us on, and we are really looking forward to this convention.
All right, thank you. We're looking forward to you. And we're looking forward to you. John?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm John Sprockett from The Cog Is Dead, lead singer and songwriter, and I'll be performing music and probably participating in some other shenanigans, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you wonderful people again in Atlanta in a few weeks.
Delightful. Chameleon, my old friend, Chameleon.
Come join us for the lifestyle panels, discussions, brunts of crime, the fashion show and review, and my sparkling fashion not sense. Yes.
I can dig it. Jason?
I once again want to invite everybody to come join us. We've got an incredible lineup of programming. We do have a formal ballroom dance Friday night, our celestial soiree. And then I'll be demonstrating some 100-year-old soda formulas on Saturday, picking some rather unique, somewhat space sodas for this go-round. So always a good time. And, you know, as before, time's getting short. So please book your room and grab your tickets, and we'll see you February 10th.
All right. Fantastic. Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. Well, first off, allow me to say that I am most excited to finally meet my good friend, the Chameleon. I hope that I can find them. They may be shape-shifted, and I might not realize who they are. as well as I'm also very excited. I'm very excited to also see everyone else, meet some folks that are new, meet some folks that are old friends that I haven't seen in many years. So, you know, just the community aspect of things is just super exciting. But as well, I really hope y'all have a chance to come by, get some tea, have some lovely finger foods with us, enjoy the chill atmosphere, enjoy the the wealth of expertise that all three T-captains can provide, and just really excited to, you know, bring a little bit of our hospitality to you.
Fantastic, and we're looking forward to it as well. And that brings me to my friend and Fiona's, Gabby Isabel. Gabby?
Oh, it me? Oh, hi.
Did I leave anybody out? Did I leave anyone out? Everybody?
Okay, so it's me. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I promise to be far more organized in person. Yeah, I mean, I can really echo what everyone has already said. I do want to take a moment to give a little shout out to those who weren't able to join us tonight. We have many, many wonderful guests and presenters coming this year, including Brett King, who is a fantastic maker and costumer, Dave Lee and Mike Perotti of Hat and Cross Steampunk. Will be bringing their large steampunk vehicles for the I think it's the third annual death match races that will be held outside in the parking lot of the hotel. They'll have the vehicles inside as well for people to admire and drool over because they are quite fantastic. Mm. We just did a series of YouTube video updates that just ended earlier tonight, actually. So if you're interested in seeing some of these vehicles in progress, you can check it out on our YouTube channel. Our handle is at Atlanta Steampunk Expo 1. In addition, we will also have Paige Gardner, who is a longtime friend of Atlanta Steampunk Exposition. Yes, we're big fans, and she will be there with her fantastic, outrageous no-sew costumery. For those who have not seen Paige before, she's the master of putting together a mind-blowing costume while having next to no seamstress skills. She just puts it all together with absolute ingenuity and brilliance. So she's a wonderful person to see her panels and her Q&As about how you can get started making cosplays. Because they will just absolutely blow your mind. You mentioned earlier, Calamity Dawn of Calamity Labs will be our mixologist, our in-house mixologist for the weekend. She does fantastic paneling on how to, the history of drinks, how to mix a perfect drink. I know she's got some theme appropriate panels on the decks for us this year, as well as one of my favorite series she does is We Do the Weird Stuff. And that's all of the bizarre cocktails that have been mixed throughout history. And then finally, the last guest who wasn't able to join us tonight, Tattooed Santa, Stephen Taylor, a local joy. Yes, he is just an absolute joy to know and to be around. He will be demonstrating some of his amazing leatherworking skills and chainmail skills and just generally being a wonderful human being. And that's not everybody. I mean, there are plenty of other panelists and presenters that are going to be there that we are super excited about. We have lots of authors coming this year. So if you're a reader, we highly recommend coming, checking out the vendors hall, picking up some new books. We'll be doing a writer's roundtable to kind of whet your appetite, so to say. Our other programming directors who weren't here, Headmistress Elizabeth Corbet, whom I mentioned earlier, running the Youth Academy, and Diana Valdez, who is our fabrication programming director, and out of amazing generosity is going to be bringing a little piece of steampunk history to our show this year. Diana is most well known for the steampunk X-Men that debuted at Dragon Con many, many years ago. She created the fabulous steampunk Professor Xavier wheelchair, and she's actually donating that to our charity this year. So you will be able to come bid on owning a piece of steampunk history and take home the Professor Xavier wheelchair, which is still functional. So we're very, very excited to have her with us this year and all of the amazing things that she's planning for us. There's so much in store. We only cover just a tiny little portion of it, and we still managed to fill almost an hour and a half. So please do come check us out. We have full weekend passes for sale on the website until February 3rd. So if you want to come buy your three-day pass, you can go to AtlantaSteampunkExpo.com. We will have day passes sold at the door only for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we will have a vendor-only shopping pass as well. So if you just want to come and, like I said, check out some of those authors, check out some of the amazing vendors that we have on site, Whimsy Coat, As They Sew in France, too many to name, but amazing, amazing vendors. You can come in for the low, 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 low price of $10, considering that we have over 70 or almost 70 vendors this year. to just come check out, see the reading, see some of the artists, see all of the stuff that's on display. We're super excited about this year. We hope that you guys will be able to join us for our big events in the evenings as well as our daytime paneling. And I think I've rambled long enough. All I can say now is thank you so much, Madam Perry, for having us aboard your fabulous bottle. I'm going to have to get some decorating tips from you.
Eloquently capsulizing everything. Capsulizing? You know what I'm saying. Anyway,
I know
thank
what
you
you're
so
saying.
Much. So,
you
know, a lot of people tell me they listen when they're driving or when they are running or something. So just so mm-hmm. in case you didn't get it written down, I will be sharing the links on all of my social media, not only Madam Perry Salon, but also with my personal and my business with Lone Wolf Communications. I'll be sharing the link so that nobody has to be left out. And I just think that you're all wonderful. And so, therefore, we will all see you, folks. We'll all meet up there. Please come back again, all of you. Anything you've got to promote, share, or just want to talk about something, give me a holler. I'll tell my producer, Megan, and we will set it up just immediately. And so the only thing I say here is be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and then go out mm-hmm. with my song, with my motto, Everybody's Got to Swing. This is Madam Perry. I love you all. Goodbye. Mother Goose.